Money Mules, heard of the scam? Well, there's an effort to raise awareness about how to avoid falling victim to fraud schemes. The United States Postal Service has released a series of public service announcements designed to educate the public about the variations of the Money Mule scheme. And with a significant portion of our country's population out of work, one scam warns about shady jobs.
Do you have a job that has you mailing cash or packages to people you don't know at the request of someone else? Sounds like you might be a money mule. It might sound like easy money, but it's a scam. And you can be prosecuted, even if you don't know you're committing a crime. Don't be a money mule. Check out any job opportunity before getting involved. For more information, visit uspis.gov.
You know, we reached out to U.S. Postal Inspector Jeff Fitch out of the San Francisco region to learn more about these scams.
This week, the first week of March, is National Consumer Protection Week. And it's every year, it's a week to highlight the fraud scams that are out there and to provide information so people won't be victimized. Or if they've been victimized, how to report it and who to report it to. And the key with these different, and the fraud scams, you know, it's based on the imagination of the individuals that are conducting the scams. And, you know, what we'd say is, you know, that the scams remain the same. The technology has changed. So, you know, people contact people by computer, by phone. And the real key to these, you know, it's just we tell people to hang up, delete, or shred. The key to these different scams, and it just runs the gamut. You know, the scammers want to separate people from their money.
So what are you seeing? What are you seeing these days?
It's across the board. You know, that we've got where, you know, people are calling and, you know, there's investment schemes. There's they act like they're an online dating site, or that you've won the Jamaican or, you know, the Canadian or the UK lottery. And the secret to that is there are no legal foreign lotteries. And what they'll tell you is, I'm going to, you know, send you a money order that'll cover the taxes you need to pay. You just have to send me back a couple of $100. Well, they'll send you a $900 money order or a check. Both of those are counterfeit. When the bank determines they're counterfeit, then the bank comes back for you for the money. And then you've sent cash, you know, to the individual that's running the scam. And this year we're focusing on what we refer to as money mules. And a number of these organizations or individuals that are doing these fraud scams are either out of country or out of state. And what they're trying to do is recruit local people. And somebody who may have started off as a victim, they may recruit them saying, hey, look, there's a way to make some money here. You know, we understand you've lost a little bit of money, but we can help you make some money. And what they want you to do is recruit other individuals to take money from them, or they want you to open up bank accounts and move money and these checks or money orders through these bank accounts, and all that turns out to be counterfeit. But what the real downside to these being a money mule is, you're doing things that are making you arrestable. You're actually breaking the law. And what, you know, we really want to do is tell people, do not get yourself involved in these different scams. It's very dangerous, you know, that you're the one that's locally. So when law enforcement agencies identify the scam and what's going on, the person that's local is this individual who has been either packing up things like electronic merchandise or some of these financial instruments.
So have you seen an uptick?
I've not statistically seen any numbers.
Okay.
You know, we've been talking with our headquarters people. What I would say is that it's been ongoing, that, you know, that the bad guys will tweak the scams. They will, you know, utilize technology, and, you know, they'll utilize an email address that comes back to a legitimate company, and they'll just change one or two numbers or digits in the email address. So the links that they'll go to look like a legitimate business, it is something that, you know, that you can tell that they put a lot of work into it. And the key is identifying where the money's at and ways to get people to send it to them.
So what are you seeing? I mean, walk us through this. When you say people are being enticed to be a part of this scheme, and they're, what, fencing electronics for people?
You know, like I was saying, that some of the people running these fraud scams are either out of state or literally out of the country, in a foreign country. And what they'll say to somebody is, we'll ship you some merchandise. I need you to rebox it and then put my business address on it. And, you know, many times that merchandise is being shipped to the location where the individual that's being used as the money mule is at has been purchased with, stolen checks or stolen credit cards.
I see. So then they do as they're told.
They repackage it.
They repackage it.
And then they send it to another address overseas or out of state, and then the scammers are waiting for the merchandise.
Okay. So they pay off this mule, but then the mule doesn't realize that they could get arrested for their part in this.
Exactly. And that's really, compared to being a victim, which, again, that's a terrible thing. That when we see and meet with these victims, losing money that's critical to retirements, or they'll try to get people who are wanting, looking for a part-time job, and they'll advertise these as work-at-home schemes.
And, we've been hearing a lot about how during these COVID times there's been a lot of fraud with the unemployment claims, a lot of fraud with the stimulus checks, and even, tax returns, right? Because we're getting into tax season. So there's just lots of ways that people can get the info that they need, your important info, and then you become victim.
Absolutely. And the real key is, one, like I was saying at the beginning, hang up, delete, or shred. Just, don't respond back when you receive some of these solicitations. If you don't recognize who they're coming from or who they are, just don't respond. And then, if you've been the victim, report it. It is critical. And you can report it to, if it comes by mail, to postal inspectors. We have a number of different items on our website that cover what the schemes look like and how to identify them. And you can go to our website, which is uspis.gov, and just open up, and it discusses some of the different fraud schemes look like and then how to avoid them. And then if you've been the victim, how to report to law enforcement the fraud. And it's critical that when talking to the inspectors that we have that investigate fraud, that they say that reporting is the key to many of those investigations.
Okay, so if you've got home video of scammers coming up to your box or absconding with your packages, that's all good evidence that needs to be turned over to the law enforcement.
Right. Well, actually, for that is theft related,
mm-hmm.
where they're actually coming to your door. Many of the fraud scams, where we're talking about mail fraud or other types of fraud, they're contacting you by phone or sending you a letter or sending you an email. So
gotcha.
That's where they're trying to make that connection.
Right, but either way, you've got to report it.
Reporting makes a difference. Now, the other thing, when you're talking about mail fraud, when you're talking about mail fraud, the mail fraud statute has a couple of parts to it, and that actually the statute reads that we've had suspects in the past go out of their way not to use the U.S. mail, but the victim will send them a check via U.S. mail. We can still charge them with mail fraud because the statute says uses the mail in a fraud scheme or causes the mail to be used. So the key to this is make that report. And you can make an online report on our website, or you can contact us by phone, which is using our 24-hour number, which is our dispatch, which is 877-876-2455.
All
and
right.
Again, even though we say this is National Consumer Protection Week, fraud protection is a year-round. Everybody needs to be vigilant. If you've got a relative or a friend and you notice that something's not quite right, say something and let them know that they can contact postal inspectors to report fraud.
That was Postal Inspector Jeff Fitch talking about the latest scams that USPS is seeing across the country. We should add that there will be a webinar on postal fraud scheduled for tomorrow. It is part of the Hawaii Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs push to put the spotlight on all kinds of fraud. Look for links on our website.